Rick Cornstubble has been involved in politics for years. He served on the Lafayette City Council from 2007 to 2011 and has sat on the board of the Indiana State Teachers Association for about four decades, so his interest in politics has always been there. But he says he was motivated to run for the House of Representatives this year because of two main issues, the passage of right-to-work legislation and education reforms.
Those two issues are just taking the state in the wrong direction. Right-to-work is just something that knocks the economy down, and it needs to be taken out of the law. I looked at one set of figures that looked like over the last 6 to 8 years, we've taken $700 million out of public education, and that's just... We can't expect our schools to function in the 21st century when we're taking away from them that kind of money.
Cornstubble says the right-to-work law will ultimately reduce wages and quality of life in Indiana, and he vows to draft or vote in favor of a bill repealing it. He points to business success locally as the reason he believes the legislation is not needed.
The 4 years I was on Lafayette City Council, look at the expansion in businesses. We got the Nanshan aluminum plant. Alcoa made an enormous investment. We've expanded several companies, have consolidated their operations and brought them to Lafayette. And all of that stuff was done without any concern or interest at all in right to work.
Eric Teal is a political newcomer. He spent most of his life working as a systems administrator, but says his interest in the House District 26 seat stems from a handful of decisions he doesn't support.
The voucher program, the programs restricting reproductive rights, the decision to defund Planned Parenthood, those kind of decisions struck me as bad policy.
Even though he has never held a political office, Teal says his current job could be beneficial in helping reverse legislation he says is hurtful to the state.
I'm a systems administrator. I spend a lot of time analyzing and fixing problems. And the idea is, if you're going to try and fix a problem, you want to come up with a solution that is actually functional and does what it's supposed to do. The right-to-work law didn't address any particular problem, and it doesn't do any of the things that it's supposed to do.
Both Teal and Cornstubble share similar opinions on right-to-work and education reform. However, Teal sees himself as more likely to tackle a wider range of issues. One debate he wants to take up if elected is the decriminalization of marijuana. He isn't suggesting it become legal, just that criminal repercussions be evaluated. Teal says doing so will have economic benefits for the state.
We have a lot of people in prison for simple possession. I think we would save money in the state by getting those people out of prison. It costs a lot of money to maintain somebody in prison. I think that by decriminalizing possession, we would decrease our prison population.
Cornstubble does not consider decriminalization of marijuana as a major issue. He says it detracts from more pressing needs, in particular K-12 education reform. He says one area he thinks the state is missing the mark is on teacher evaluations.
This whole idea of teacher evaluation is not new. I bargained it for 33, 34 years. The idea that the General Assembly has set a standard for evaluation again gets back into this one size fits all. Let the local school corporation, when it sets it the way it's going to accomplish the goals, let them evaluate the way they think it works best for them.
And Cornstubble says his previous relationships working with educators statewide gives him confidence he can go to Indianapolis and make changes.
From 1977 to 2006, I was in the General Assembly at least one day of every week of every session, working with teachers and working with legislators. I have a pretty strong knowledge of how it works and how it goes. Those experiences are important in hitting the ground running.
Teal says while his inexperience may mean there's a bit of a learning curve, he doesn't see that as detrimental to what he hopes to accomplish. He believes he offers voters in his district a unique perspective that has value at the Capitol.
I represent a liberal point of view that's missing right now from the Indiana State Legislature, and I think it needs to be reintroduced. And I think that I have a point of view that can break free of being a Democrat or a Republican and saying what I am is a representative of the people who elected me, and I want to do things that serve those people.
Voters in Tippecanoe County will decide between Eric Teal and Rick Cornstubble May 8th. The winner will face incumbent Republican Randy Truitt in November. Truitt is seeking his third term in office. Sam Clement, WBAA News.